Today is Tuesday, the 14th of April, in the second week of Easter. The Corydon Singers, conducted by Matthew Best, sing Cantique de Jean Racine by Fauré, a hymn to the invincible power and utter goodness of God, whose fire lights up the darkness, whose grace overcomes all evil. As I enter into prayer today, I trust myself to that grace, to that powerful goodness. I place myself in the hands of my loving God. Today's reading is from the Acts of the Apostles.
Now the whole group of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one claimed private ownership of any possessions, but everything they owned was held in common. With great power, the apostles gave their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them, for as many as owned lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold. They laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each, as any had need. There was a Levite, a native of Cyprus, Joseph, to whom the apostles gave the name Barnabas, which means son of encouragement. He sold a field that belonged to him, then brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet.
As you pray with today's reading, try to imagine that you are part of this group of early believers. What is it like to be there with them? Imagine their conversations and the mood of the group. Imagine those who witness the resurrection of Jesus and give testimony to others. Can you picture their love and fervour as they discuss and share their accounts with others? Is there something you would like to share with them about Jesus from your own experience? We read that great grace was upon them all. As you listen to the reading again, notice the ways in which these believers show this grace to those around them.
Now the whole group of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one claimed private ownership of any possessions, but everything they owned was held in common. With great power, the apostles gave their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them, for as many as owned lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold. They laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as any had need. There was a Levite, a native of Cyprus, Joseph, to whom the apostles gave the name Barnabas, which means son of encouragement. He sold a field that belonged to him, then brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet.
We hear of Barnabas, who sold his field and laid the money at the feet of the disciples. Perhaps you possess a gift of some kind that you would like to lay at the feet of the Lord to encourage the Christians around you. So ask the Lord for his grace today to enable you to share this with others. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end. Amen.